This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Monday. Delightful. Like the best Monday ever. Bright blue sky out, the sun is shining, and it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Make sure you follow our page, the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, to catch any videos or links we mention on the show. Yeah! It's a great source to get your mind off election news, except there's probably election news there, too. So, you know.
Probably. Take a walk. Listen to music.
Right. Here's what's happening for Monday, November 9th. Over the weekend, in case you decided to just turn everything off, Biden and Harris were announced as the winners. So there's that. Also, President Trump has announced he won't go. So we're going to see how that plays out over the next week.
That's a tough one. It's like, no, but you are going to go. You got to go. Right. You just lost.
Also announced, it looks like we're beginning to see what they're calling a third wave of COVID. So for those of you out there who think, you know, I mean, we're starting to emerge in different little ways. And yet this is going to be tough on on everybody. But the kids who are just getting back into school may find themselves getting yanked back out. That's a tough one.
Yep.
Especially for the teachers who have been going back and forth trying to figure out how this to make each one of these situations work. So anyway, you're going to see that in the news quite a bit. You'll also see that the markets are roaring today. So if you've got one of those stocks apps and you decide to pull that up, it's just green, really, really green.
Or it's crashed because it's so hot. Mine's crashed.
What do you mean? Yeah.
Well, the app, because...
Oh, okay, so yeah, don't say crashed when
I'm
we're
sorry.
Talking about...
I meant the app crashed.
What, did something crash? I don't like that
crashed
word.
Because there's so much activity going on right now.
Right.
My mom was texting me, like, it crashed for her, so I checked mine, and it's also crashed. And
The app crashed. The market is doing great, everyone. It's bright green, and numbers are bigger than... There's record changes, so yay.
Insane. Look at that.
Wrong choice of words.
Guacamole.
Yeah, the crash thing. I'm like, wait,
like,
what?
Crash? What crashed? Wait,
I just was looking at it.
My app malfunctioned is what I should say, I guess.
Yes, your app malfunctioned. Let's stick with that. Jesus.
Anyway, so there is that. As we deal with the sort of another wave of COVID, one of the things that happened, I've already mentioned it, but the rushing of the field during the big college football game on Saturday is likely to bring about some changes I've been enjoying sports. I really have. Football's been great, and I know there's every now and then you hear, oh, they had to shut their facility down, or they've had to, but it's still better than not having it. So
agreed.
Anyway, that rushing of the field may ban fans from showing up and watching the games because it really did look dangerous, you know, during a worldwide pandemic.
Yeah, at first you're like, oh, yay, and then you're like, hold on.
What are they doing? And then
you guys.
And look, there's lots of people in that crowd with masks, and that's great. But lots of people didn't have them, too. Lots of people.
Lots of people. And there's one, he's got a mask on, but it's kind of around his chin.
Right.
Really doesn't help that much there.
Some guys in Ireland found a way to go to a bar, even though all of them are closed.
Leave it to Irish people.
They decided to buy plane tickets so they could go to the airport bar and drink.
Oh.
So that's an expensive night out. I don't know what, you know, plane ticket got them into the airport, but that's the bar where they were able to go and have drinks with friends. And I don't know why you just wouldn't do it at your house. Like, what is it that you need? I don't know.
We need some lasses around. Hey, that's weird that the airport, I really think of the airport as being more or less closed down too, but I guess that's not the case. They're obviously, they found a pub there.
They found a place where they could drink in the airport.
Wow.
They just had to buy plane tickets to get into the airport to be able to enjoy. Huh. Yeah, I guess because, you know, when you once you've passed security, you're in another world and you're kind of stuck there till that plane leaves. And that can be anywhere from an hour to
couple 12. Days. Yeah. I mean, sometimes people have to sleep at the airport.
Yep. Happens. So anyway, I guess that's why they have everything open, all the restaurants and all the bars.
That is really
You know, do you really love drinking at bars?
No.
I never really cared for it either. I always drank at home. As a person who hasn't had a drink in, I don't know how many, 16 plus years, I never really, I did drink in bars, but I didn't care to. It wasn't like I needed to.
Right. Sometimes people are definitely looking to pick someone up and meet new people, and maybe they're sick of their old friends and they want some new friends. I don't know, but yeah, I'm not really drawn to that. I like to be at my house because then I don't have to drive anywhere.
Right.
And if I get completely naked, only the people who are there are, you know, subjected to it.
So. Oh, your poor kids.
They hide in their rooms. Don't worry, Vinny. They hardly ever see me drunk.
They've never seen you drunk?
I said they hardly ever. Hardly ever. As soon as the drinking starts, they're like, all right, we're going in our rooms. We can't stand that lady when she's drinking. That's not true. We have a good time.
A group in Rhode Island just opened some Hobbit houses that they're going to rent out for private dinners and events. They're hoping they'll be a hit during the pandemic because we're all sick of staying home. It's much like that Blockbuster Video in Bend, Oregon has been doing overnight stays. Mm-hmm. It's just another way to hopefully get people to get out of the house and make some cash, I guess.
I would love to have some Hobbit houses. Like, how fun would that be? If I ever got a farm, I would definitely plant some Hobbit houses there, for sure. Just, you know.
What?
Yeah, you know, they're like right into hillsides and stuff. How cool would that be? It'd be so fun. Oh my God, have a little Hobbit house. Here's a little broom. Sweep it out. Little smokestack. So cute. I would love that. It's like Teletubbies. Teletubbies had kind of hobbity houses. I used to love that.
And on your farm, you're going to have Hobbit or Teletubby houses.
Yeah. Yep.
Is that where your kids will live or what is the...
Oh, great idea. Yeah.
Oh, geez. That's a great Sorry, idea. Kids. I didn't mean to... All right. Well, no windows
Dreams.
For you. Or do they have windows? Do Hobbit houses have windows or are they
sure,
just
they
open?
Have like a little round window. There's a little round door and a little round window and a little round chimney.
All right.
There it is. Oh, that's a Teletubbies one. That's a Teletubbies house. Uh-huh. And show Vinny a Hobbit house.
Oh. Well, get that way.
The Shire. Just type in the Shire. And actually, I think that they actually built those in New Zealand and that you can go and you can visit it. Hold on. Do we have some pictures? Oh, yeah. Oh, they're so cute. The detail. It's look at that.
Oh, there you go.
So amazing. I want one.
All right.
I want a whole little Hobbit village.
Jesus. A Massachusetts man who was choking on his food was the cause of a head-on four-car crash on Interstate 495. Do you know it?
I sure do. Yeah.
This was early Friday. It caused significant traffic delays. They say that it happened at 7:40 in the morning. The guy, started choking and crossed over into oncoming traffic. He was driving a Grand Cherokee.
He started choking on a piece of food.
They didn't say what it was, but he lost control of the car, crossed over the center median, and struck two cars head on. Do you know Marlboro?
Sure.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. It's like
that's where it went down.
Due west of Boston. So did the impact get the chunk out?
He lived.
So
there's that
news.
There's that news. But I thought it's
did
important.
Did anybody die?
Nobody died.
Oh, that's amazing.
Luckily. But, take an extra bite of chew on your food this morning as you're driving and chewing Just yeah. chew one more time.
Just chew, just don't wolf. Yeah, you can see the there's a huge divide between the two directions on 495, and some of it is like really deep, but that's less deep. It's just like a little gully.
Oh, you right. That's just grass, sort of.
Yeah, that's just sort of an in between, easy median.
Right.
There were places where he would have just like gone into the ditch.
Well,
thank goodness everyone lived.
I always like to check in with Boston and hear if you know the area. But you didn't grow up near Marlboro, though, did you?
No, I'm down 495 a few exits from Marlboro for sure.
Got it.
But it's the outer ring. Like there's the 128. The Boston's here, 128, 495, and then
oh,
all the
got
spokes
it.
Go out through that.
There's a couple in Lakeview, Michigan, that has 14 sons, 14 boys.
How old are they?
Let's see. Thursday of last week, they had their 15th child.
Did they finally get a girl?
It's a girl.
Oh, thank God they can stop having children now.
45-year-old Kateri Schwant and her husband, 45-year-old Jay Schwant, had their daughter Maggie on Thursday. Their oldest child is 28.
Oh, wow.
Which means they had him right
early.
After they got married, right out of high school.
Yeah.
They had three sons by the time they were done with college. They both still went on and to get advanced degrees.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that.
Ton of family.
It's got to be.
Family that's really
oh, there
willing
they are.
To
There's
look
the
at
Schwants.
Them. They are from tiny little people to fully grown men. And a baby named Maggie.
Can
and
you all imagine
all those
having
years,
a baby at 45?
No. Nope. Oh, look how young they look, though. The mom looks pretty young.
Yeah, well.
Those kids are just, the dad looks a little older. But she's just, they're so happy. They got a baby girl.
That
is
a big family.
It's a humongous family.
And I hope you're right that they are now able to stop. You'd think at 45 that you would have stopped, I don't know.
The end.
5 years ago?
Or more.
Or more, right.
I mean, even 10 years ago, they probably had 10 of those kids.
But listen, if you're into it, look, these are the people who do this. I couldn't do it. Well, that goes without saying.
It looks like a family reunion picture, to tell you the truth. I mean, honestly, it looks like three generations of... That is a lot of kids.
14 boys and one girl.
Like, what does he do for a living? How does he feed all those mouths? Who helped when, she couldn't always be chasing down... The boys are tough. They're on the run all the time.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe she made the older ones babysit for the younger ones. Maybe they have a ton of family around them. Maybe they're from a bunch of huge families. And
that might be it.
Well, congrats on your little girl. Now stop already.
Right, no doubt. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys. Feel free to text us anytime. 810 says, "Happy Monday, Sarah, Vin, Brian, and Bryn, and Nicole."
Oh,
it's a November miracle here in Michigan. Temps in the 70s until tomorrow. Have a great week.
That was one thing on Saturday as everyone was partying in the streets. They're like in Washington and just all over. I'm like, oh my God, it's November and they're in shorts and shirt sleeves. Like that is. Global warming in action? I don't know. Seemed like, whoa, that's unusual. Meanwhile, it was hailing here and we got 11 inches of snow up in the mountains.
Vinny, I used to say I'd like to go at the age of 43. They say life begins at 40 and I wanted to live at least 3 years of that life. I'm now in my 50s. Yeah, you really do get a different, as you creep up on those ages you thought were too old, you start to go, hey, I need a lot more time.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yep. Well, you mellow out too. Like, and you start to really enjoy different things about life than you did when you were a kid. Like, I mean, there's many, many stages to life, and it's you should try to experience them all. Why would you cut yourself short?
Here's another one on that same sort of tone. Vinny, I'm now 55, but when we were kids, we thought 65 was old. Shoot, when I was 12, I thought 40 was old.
Yeah,
that's the point. I used to see 65 as something totally different than I see it now.
Hey,
now
so I'm like, 65. The kids in high school were old, right? I know.
Party's just starting.
Yeah. Uh-oh. What does that mean? Oh, what does that mean?
Let's see here. There's a lot, actually. I think I'll save the rest of these for later. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Music news, Vinny, and I've got some good stuff today. Stick around.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.